Next item is item number 12, pertaining to fishing guides. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. So this is a public hearing to request an amendment to Chapter 4 VAC 201180 pertaining to fishing guides to clarify the exact number of fishing guide Class A fishing guide licenses available for purchase from VMRC each year. To provide a little bit of background, in 2009, as part of an amendment to our reciprocity agreement with the state of Maryland, the commission established two types of licenses for charter captains that satisfied the licensing requirements set out by the Code of Virginia in Section 28.2-302.8. These are the Class A and the Class B fishing guide licenses. The Class A guide license is a limited entry license, and it's valid in Virginia waters, but it also enables the captain to apply for reciprocity to fish in Maryland waters as well. In contrast, the Class B license can be purchased by anyone who wishes to purchase the license and has the required documentation, but it is only valid in Virginia waters. Chapter 4 VAC 201180 establishes the provisions for the sales of these licenses, and although the section or the regulation outlines specifically how to calculate the number of Class A guide licenses that are available for purchase each year, the explicit numbers have not been added directly into the text. So staff would like to do so to ensure that the licensing process is transparent and also to make sure a consistent number of licenses is being sold each year. Section 40 of the regulation defines the maximum number of Class A fishing guide licenses that are available for purchase each year as the number of people who met one of three criteria when the requirements or the provisions were being established. The first criteria is that the individual could have purchased a 2008 Virginia charter boat license prior to June 25, 2008. The second criteria is that the individual could have purchased both a 2006 and 2007 Virginia charter boat license. And then the third criteria is that the individual provide the commission or staff with insurance or federal tax forms documented that they served as a charter captain for at least 30 days between January 1st, 2006 and June 24th, 2008. According to data from our commercial fishing licensing system, 241 individuals met the first requirement or criteria. 201 individuals met the second criteria, and no one, according to a pretty extensive search of our records that we did, we can't find any documentation that anyone provided the commission with the documents necessary to meet the third criteria. When we combine these two lists of licensees and remove the duplicate individuals, we are left with 278 licensees who met the qualifications. 240 of those were residents of Virginia, and 38 of those were non-residents of Virginia. So these are the numbers that staff would like to use or to add to the regulatory language. So it might be just of interest to note that actually we have never sold these maximum numbers of Class A licenses since the licensing system went into effect in 2009. 2009 was the year we got closest to selling these maximum, and then just in general, the number of charter licensees has been going down since for the last decade. It's kind of settled out around 300 individuals right now. Currently, about half of the number of maximum resident licenses have been sold in 2018, so 135, and about two-thirds of the non-resident Class A licenses available for sale have been sold in 2018. The specific changes to the regulation that we are seeking to make are to just remove the regulatory language specifying that third criteria. We feel this section is superfluous since, as Commissioner Ballard pointed out in October, it is uncommon for individuals to hold on to these sort of tax forms and insurance forms for a full decade. So we don't foresee anyone coming with this information and providing it to us now. The second suggested change is just to simply add the numbers two or the figures 240 and 38 directly into the regulatory text. So it's pretty much a clerical change. There's not much substance to it. So staff recommends the commission make these changes to Chapter 4 VAC 2011-80. In order to enhance the transparency of the licensing process and ensure a consistent number of licensing are being sold each year. And I'll be happy to take any questions.
Any questions by members of the commission? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter, for or against? They come not. Therefore, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendation. Further discussion? All in, yes, sir. Dr. Neal.
Yep. I've kind of made this comment before. The reciprocity agreement between Maryland and Virginia and the Potomac Rivers was made by people smarter than me, and it was definitely a feel-good thing when it was done. I think it should be revisited and looked at by people smarter than me again, but it might clean up some stuff that we've got going on. It has nothing to do with this vote, but that's, in general, it's kind of caused some problems over the years. I think each jurisdiction would have better license sales if we bought a license in each jurisdiction. That's kind of a sidebar.
But it does, it falls into it. And Kelsey was here. We can let her look at some of the reciprocity-oriented stuff like we discussed at PRFC the other day. So, further comments? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business to come before the commission? There being none, stand adjourned. Happy holidays.